This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has intensified its bombing of southern Gaza, where officials said record numbers of Palestinians had been killed again as violence flared elsewhere in the region. Israel on Wednesday released footage of targets said to be used by the Hamas militant group being struck by missiles. In a Telegram post, the Israeli army said the strikes were carried out on Tuesday in infrastructure belonging to Hamas, such as tunnel shafts, military headquarters, weapons warehouses, as well as equipment like mortar launchers and anti-tank missile launchers had been destroyed. Airstrikes continued in Gaza as the UN operation in the enclave warns it's running out of fuel, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza, a baby cries. Doctors tell AP journalists the child was delivered by emergency C-section after her mother was badly injured in an Israeli strike on her home in Khan Yunis. Further north in central Gaza, locals attempt to clear the rubble of a popular bakery hit by Israeli warplanes. The Israeli military said its strikes had targeted Hamas infrastructure and has accused the group of hiding among Gaza's civilian population. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken out against retaliatory attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. He also says he's redoubling his commitment to working on a two-state solution to end the decades-long Israel-Palestinian conflict. Biden spoke at the White House at the start of a news conference with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Wednesday in Washington. This is